page Kuf Mem Hei. Kuf Mem Hei. We're going to learn something very interesting. Very, very interesting. It's not... the Rebbe's not talking... We learned here, Yud Aleph is talking about the formation of a Chavraya, of a Chavraya Kedisha, of Chavraya Kedisha, the Rebbe's dream that would be more specifically laid out than the B'nai Machshava Toiva that we learned years ago. Here the Rebbe speaks about practical, very, very practical, specific steps and guidelines that he felt were necessary in order to establish such a chevraya, which, as we learned from the beginning of the parak, the Rebbe believed is the yesod of the Derech HaBaal Shem Tov, and that over time was being neglected, and as a result of that, much of the Avodas HaChassidus was forgotten, was being lost, and he felt that this is one of the most important projects for the new generation, was to create strong chaburis, chavrayas, in Avodas Hashem. So that this, so what we're going to learn today is very practical. First, the basic is basic mahalach in establishing such chavrayas. And by the time the war started, there were many, many such groups throughout Poland that already were living according to these instructions of the Rebbe. So in a certain way, this is a look at that last flare-up of that fire of the Baal Shem Tov in Poland before the Germans in Ashkenaz came. Thank you. So on Kuf Mem Hei, on the bottom, the left over there, Ila Zoy, Sini Matsiyah B'Zeh Shetasu, Kitas Chavaya Kedai Shel Chassidus. So the Rebbe says, my suggestion is, my proposal is to create these kitas, these different groups, Chavaya Kedai Shel Chassidus. V'yem Tishadu Lomolom Lakish Kedai Shel Chassidus, El Chavaya Kedai Shel. Now, when in those days, when Chassidim would hear of this concept of a Chavaya Kedosha, so that would immediately bring to mind the Chavaya Kedosha as it was referred to by the Baal Shem Tov. He had a Chavaya Kedosha, a holy, intimate circle of followers, a Chavaya Kedosha by the Baal Shem Tov. And by the Mezritcha Magid, there was a Chavaya Kedosha. So the Rebbe is saying, you're probably wondering, what kind of delusions do I have that people like ourselves in our generation should create these types of elite groups of Chassidim, as opposed to what was going on, which the Rebbe was describing before, just large multitudes of Chassidim that were going for certain Yom Tov, going to the Rebbe and so on, rich and poor, educated and uneducated and so on, but without any real hadracha or seder in their avoda. So the Rebbe says, you might say that Daylon Ushaniskilias Kama Chassidim Abenanim Hashem Elefanim. Who do we think we are that we're going to have these elite groups and with avoda and a high level of chassidus and so on? Halavai, we should just be like the average chassidim that were in the earlier generations. We're not people that are worthy of being part of any chavraya kedosha. Shesigos chassidus v'avdua. We should just try to learn some chassidus and to be avdei Hashem. Omnam kein, gam anu einu mevakshim yosef. The Rebbe says, I agree. I'm not looking for more than that. All I'm hoping for is that we should be able to follow in the path of the average Chassidim. I'm not talking about that we're so great and that we could become such great people, but we should go. I'm talking about at least that we should go in the ways of the Chassidim Habeinim. We should be able to be attached to the dust of their feet. Do you think that I'm suggesting that we're able, just because I'm using this term, Chavraya Kedosha, do you think that I'm suggesting that we can reach the level of the Chavraya Shel Baal Shem Tov, of that group that the Baal Shem Tov created? Shel HaMagid HaGadol, or the Mezid Shemagid, Sha'an Shel Hakim, that consisted of great men of God, Kizkeini, HaRebbe Rebbe Elimelech, like my grandfather, the Rebbe Rebbe Elimelech, Valchim and his brother, the Rebbe Abzushia, V'harav Balatanya, HaMagid Mekoznitz, Rechulu HaYibaneim. Do you think that I have such Havamina that we can nowadays, that we could create such a circle of people, and that what I'm saying about Chavrei Kedusha, I mean to form somehow groups that consist of such great people. I'm not saying that. Marchinitzka Lalechas Bigve Chasidim Hashem Alfanim Alkol Panim Chuka Sevet Filasevim Hashem Hi. I just want that we should be able to go like the Chasidim who used to be. Not like it's happening now, but the way that it once was, that the tshuka, that Yidden, that the Chassidim should have a longing for Kadosh Baruch Hu, that they should have a daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ach kevin sheminai gemara bali zayach Kadosh Chassidus. All I'm saying is that if you look in the Gemara, and if you look in the Zayach Kadosh, and if you look at the history of Chassidus, we see very clearly, Roim Sha'asiyas Kita V'Chevraya, we see throughout the Gemara, the Zohar, and Chassidus, that the formation of a Kita, the formation of specific groups, and Chevraya, Chabura, Chevra, Ma'elas L'Tesefes Torah, that it's extremely beneficial, that it helps a great deal to add more Torah and more Avodah. And we see from the Torah Chazal that this is one of the great ikarim, to have smaller groups as opposed to just having large gatherings or just a shul where a lot of people come to daven, but that they have to be chevrayas with learning and the seder, special seder and learning and so on. Therefore, together with all my other proposals, I'm also proposing this, that we should be able to go in the footsteps of our holy ones. I'm not talking about being the students of the Mezid Shemagid. I'm talking about that we should at least be the Kol Pachas a little bit Chassidim. There's Ma'at al Kol Panim Chassidim. Therefore, he was calling out to the young men of the generation of the Chassidim, that they should each try, that they should all try to form different chaburas and to be part of a Chavraya Kedosha, not just to go daven and to come home and not to, but to join a Chavraya Kedosha. V'gam zayis mechrochem ono lahagib shebim be'emes disamtsu v'tavdu la'asogas avaydes chassidus tizku la'alos l'figyarekichem. So I want to tell you that if you really try this, and you try to reach a level of Avodas Chassidus according to Lefi Erechem, according to where you're holding, as Lefi Erech Dareinu Zeh, then according to the level of our generation, Bem is Chavrei Kedosha to you, then you will be a Chavrei Kedosha. It doesn't mean to say that you're going to be, it's going to be the cousin of Magid and the Baal Tanya and the Rebbe Rebbe Melech and the Rebbe Zushia. We're not making any such claims. But according to the erech, the value, according to the level of our generation where everything is falling apart, that if we have these kind, if we create these kinds of groups, then it could take be called Chavraya Kedosha. On the level of our generation, these will be Chavraya, this will be on the Madrega of Chavraya Kedosha. Therefore he says, Lo Chavraya Achas Gedai L'Tasu. Now he goes just into the practical steps. Lo chavrei achas gedei l'tasa. Don't make just one big large chevraya in your city, in your town. Don't make a big thing where Bachim and young men come, married men come from the different villages and come into this one big organization. I'm talking about the way that the Kedoshi HaChassidus used to do in the old days. All of the Bachim and all of the young men, all of the Avreichim. Particularly those who are still in their homes with their parents, depending upon their parents or their in-laws and so on, but they're still at home. Whose hearts have been elevated, who are very serious and want to move ahead with Hasagas Navaidas Achasidas. Hanaisim L'Rebbe Echad. These who share in common. Who share in common one Rebbe that they go to see, one Sadiq, one Rebbe. Yiskad Shu Yishabul Chabura Achas B'Tarsa Chavrai. I'm not talking about coming from all around and to create a big institution. I'm talking about those who are, let's say, in that city, in that town, are living with their families, and they're going to a certain Rebbe, whatever town that is, and they go to that Rebbe, that there should be a formation of a Chavai Kedisha and Torah and Avodah and Chassidus. Lo yisarvu achaveirim v'shum inyani ha'ir. A lot of these things are very distant from our way of understanding, but it's fascinating, and it's and there are nekudas here, obviously, a lot of the nekudas that we can take from. But he says, those who are members of the chavaya should stay away from any involvement in the yoni ha'ir. What I told you, they used to call kulitzing. Kulitzing from the word kahal. They shouldn't get involved in politics. In any of the Inyan Ha'ir. Not to get involved in anything. Klemi Chayim L'Sa'ar of Yachadim Shah Shemei Torim Ha'ir B'chol Inyanim. David says, certainly they should join together with all the Shemei Mitzvahs, with all observant Jews of whatever city they live in. Of Iraq, Ka'anoshim Pratim Yechidim. They should only do that as individuals who are contributing to the welfare of that particular shtetl, of that particular town or city. But not as representatives or members of the chevraya. You want to go and be involved in a certain aspect of the kahal, of the kehila, then that's a good thing to help. But you're not going as part of this, not part of the representing the chevraya. The chevraya is purely for Torah and Avodah and Chassidus and so on. It's not anything to do with any of the functions of the kehila. So you're not going to go the Torah's chaverim as members of the chevraya, v'loy b'shma or in the name of the chevraya. V'loy leima shachaverim tzichim parnas la'atzman b'kehila v'chadoyma. And not, he says, you shouldn't say that the chaverim, the chavraya needs some sort of an agent or a representative in the kehila, and that's why you're going on behalf of the chavraya. B'nei shahadvarim halol sov kol sov mevim l'day ahav zakovid v'nitzachim. Everybody knows that even though the intentions to begin with are good, and everybody wants to make sure that this works well, and this is good in the shul, and that's good in the mikveh, and this is good in the school, and this is good with the gemach, and all of those things are necessary. Everybody means well. But he says, be careful that if it's going to be in the name of that you're one of the chavayim and going in the name of the chavayim and so on, sof kol sof, most of these things, he says, bring this lidei ahavas akav v'nitzachim. To the midah, to this midah of ahavas akav, of wanting more covered, and Nitzachon, and one person getting his way over another person, being stronger and being victorious, board meetings and politics and so on, it's even though much is accomplished, and the Rebbe is not saying it's not necessary, but being very involved in these kinds of things usually leads to Ahavas HaKov Nitzachen. People get caught up in the union of Kovid and Nitzachen, being outmaneuvering somebody else. And you could have a place. By the times I talk to people from out of town, where they have barely a minion of from people, and there's like so much stuff going on, you wouldn't believe it. You could write like a whole series of books about this little place where there's 10 Shamba Shabbos families, and what's going on over there with the meetings and discussions and all kind. And if the people would just not, if they wouldn't have these fights and they wouldn't have the inyan of COVID, then the community would be so strong. But even in the small communities, I just got a call from somebody last week from a place that's mamish, a very tiny from community, and there's a university there with a lot of Jewish students. And the from people in the community are fighting all the time about such things, it's hard to believe, but they're fighting about. And as a result of that, the work that should be getting done and that could be done with the students is falling apart because the two factions in the frum community, each one is telling the students that the other one is disgusting, is terrible, is horrible, you can't ever go to them. And they're like 15 frum people there. And they're like 40,000 Jewish students. So this organization, you know, of course Chabad has a person there, and some other organization has a person there, and they're like, there's a whole milchama going on. And instead of everybody just davening together and learning together and trying to help the kids over there and getting, right, it slips into all kinds of inyanim of COVID and nitzachon of being stronger than the other one, having a certain way and so on. One of them, I told you once a few months ago, that one of those. You know, things I saw that years ago when I was in the Ukraine. So I was in this town, Kyrgyzstan, and I spent a few days there. And from there, I went a couple of chevra traveling to different places. And in Kyrgyzstan, it was in the summer, it was in August, and the different summer camps from different places in that area of the Ukraine were gathering together in Kyrgyzstan to have like a fair, like a keynote, you know, from all the campers and the different camps and the counselors, and everybody was coming together for singing and for prizes and stuff like that. And they came from Berdichev and Zhytomyr and even from Kiev and all different villages. They're all coming to this place. And there are different chevra in different towns. That were run by different places. So there was a Stalina chevra, and then from the other town there was a Satmar chevra that was running it, and there was a Lubavitcher chevra, and then there were Litvish chevra from the yeshivas that were involved in a certain place, and everybody came together from all different camps, and to see sitting together. You know, they were sitting together. There was a Satmar guy that was running the place, running a place somewhere, and he's singing little Lubavitchers, and they all like have their arms around each other. They're singing for rats. They're singing like Lubavitch and the Gunan and all these. So I was talking to the Satmar guy. I said, "Wow, this is, you know." So he said, "He says over here, and all that stuff back from New York doesn't make a difference. We're just happy to be with Yidden and just you know, Shabbos and davening." Doesn't make a difference. This stuff. We don't talk about anything. No politics. We agreed. We don't talk about anything. We just Shabbos and the kids and filling them. And the same the literature chevra. They're all like, not to say that already by now, you know, different towns. There's a lot of stuff going on in these places too. Over the years, this what you know. This that's what happens when things become institutions. When they become institutions, then it's very very hard to. It's very hard. To sustain that kind of pasha, that kind of a simple, you know. But so the Rebbe's warning against these things. If you go, he says, and you want to get involved in the kehila and things, he says, okay, Just don't go like as part of the chevraya and that you're representing the chevraya. Or see, you go as an individual person, is because you know that these things usually end up in a havza kavod and nitzachim. The chevraya tzricha lias nekiyah mikolze. The chevraya has to be totally clean. Totally clean of all of this stuff. From all of this, mahavas a kav nitzachim, from all politics and things like this. So someone's going to say to you, young man, nowadays this is necessary. You know, you have to get involved. The chevrah, you have to be part of the town. You can't separate yourselves and make yourselves into this kind of. You have to be involved. Hashevlo, you could answer the person. The Torah's anoshim nachluslan b'zman hazeh. You're right. As citizens of this town. You're right, as separate individuals, we all have to contribute, and we all have to be part of this city and so on. V'yachad m'shar charedim es arev. And I'm not separating myself, I'm together with all the from people in the city. I'm involved with all the charedim as an individual person. I'm not separating myself. Avol b'taras ha-chevraya ha-shleim alo es arev. But as far as the chevraya is concerned, that's a special, private, and separate thing. Kevin shechevraya kedosh lamala mihazman lamala mihanoishi yisi. Since the chevraya that I'm talking about is above time and it's above anything human, lamala mihanoishi yisi. Ukshalim is asfim etar chaverim lechevraya. And when we gather together as chaverim to be part of a chevraya. Or even if you're sitting, each individual, one of the members of the chevraya, is thinking about the inyanim of the chevraya. At that moment, you're not part of this world. It's not an inyan of politics. It's not an inyan of money and of other things. You're outside of this world. And we're far, far away from all of the musagim, from all the concepts, and all of the sheifas, and all of the aspirations of this world. When we're in the chevraya, or even if you're sitting in your house, and you're Isaac, thinking about that which is the limud and so on that the chevraya is involved in. We're not part of this world. At that time, we're sitting by the Baal Shem Tov and the other tzaddikim. Gam yochol chaver mechevraya lias chaver bechevra cheres yachadim al yedei Hashem acharedim al dvaro. The Rebbe is saying, I'm not saying that any one of the members of the chevraya cannot be part of some other chevra that's. To get, you know, that they're Avdei Hashem, other from people, that they're part of an organization of Avdei Hashem to do something. But any membership that you have in any of these different organizations, it's only B'teres Yachid. It's only as an individual that you're going to just feed yourself to try to be involved or helpful. Not that you're coming as a representative or somebody that's part of a chevraya. As I said, the young men, the young married men and the bachrim who want to give themselves over mamish to chassidus, hanoisim l'rebi echad, who are part of one chassidus, whatever those guys are, but they're part of a certain chassidus, yischabul chevraya. That is the starting point. Obviously, they share that in common. Now, as the Rebbe is also saying, I'm not talking about leaving your Rebbes. I'm not saying that you shouldn't be Alexander Chassidim or Ger Chassidim or whatever you're already part of. I'm not telling you to go away from your Chassidus or to leave your Rebbe. It's the other Abba. You share in common the fact that you all go to a certain tzaddik and you're connected to a certain tzaddik. So this would be the basis of the group. Of what you share in common, that you are chassidim of that particular tzaddik, yischabul charaya, and you could join together to be to create a chavraya together. Again, a small specific group that's going to be involved in particular avodas, as the Rebbe talks about here, later on here in the parag, and as he spoke a lot about in the small sefer, B'nei Machshava Tov, the whole sefer was on that. And in every city where there are some chaveirim, yilu chativa achas, they should join together to form a group. Lavad is Hashem bedarkam ha'achad derech achsidus. To serve Hashem in their derech achsidus. And ma'izim kol ha'reichem v'abokam ma'izim v'flogis chasidus bir achas l'schabi achad. And if all of the Avreichim and the Bochim of certain groups of Chassidus, if they want in that city to join together, Me'ez and Eflogas, from different groups. So in one town, there were different groups. In other words, in that same, like you had in many places in Poland, that in that one town, there were different Shtiblach, from different, the Rebbe didn't live there. The Rebbe, let's say, the Rebbe was in Ger, in Radomsk, and in Alexander, and in other places. But but they had Shtiebel. There was a Gerish Shtiebel. There was an Alexander Shtiebel, and so on in that place. So, if you want to join together from different Eflogos, from different groups, and to create a Chavraya by coming from different groups, that's fine. L'schabi yachad, gam ken yuchlu in darkei chasidus shelhem noichem zeh lazeh. As long as their ways in Chassidus, as long as they get along with each other in the Darkei Chassidus. In other words, there are certain Mahalchim and Chassidus that are quite different, even though they obviously share much more in common with each other than they would with non-Chassidim. But Chabad Chassidim, Chabad, Breslov, let's say, Chernobyl, Polish Chassidim, there are many, they have different ways and they are right. I'm not talking about different coats and different hats or different minhagim. That's true, they have different minhagim. That's not they have different drachim in their avodah. They have different drachim in their avodah. This is obvious, it's a very big sugya. We're not going to go into the different drachim at all now. But they're very, again, they have more in common with each other with people who are not chassidim. And they're all drawing from the Teres of Baal Shem. But there's a huge difference between the Darkei HaVayda of a Chabad Chassid and Darkei HaVayda of a Gera Chassid. There are tremendous differences. Even though when it comes to basic Minhagim and basic Nusach and Tefillah and so on, there are much more similarities than there would be with the outside. But still there are differences. So the Rebbe is saying, so as long as the Darkei Chassidus, Shlaham Anaychem, Zelazel, as long as you could join together from different Shtiblach and to create a Chevraya using from different Chassidic groups, just make sure that they're close enough in their spirit and in their goals and their objectives and in their ways. In Mispalim B'Shtibl, so now you understand this could cause the potential that this could cause a major commotion in different towns. Because in those towns you have these shtiblach, and the shtiblach consists of a few minyanim of people. So now what happens? What happens if the chassidim, these young men, if they decide they're all going to stop davening in their shtibl, and they're going to create a new beis medrash to daven and to learn in that new beis medrash? So the Rebbe says, in mispalim b'shtibl, if you're davening ready in a certain shtibl, I'm not telling you shouldn't daven there. The Rebbe says, I don't leave that shtiebel. You have to keep the shtiebel going. But one reason is, Kadesh lo yaras, so is a shtiebel. I don't want any of the shtiebel to be destroyed by people leaving. Lo yaras, so is a shtiebel, shuhu mivtsa chasidis. It's the fortress of chasidis in our days, of the shtiebel that we have in the villages and the towns. The shuls that we have, the little shtiblach that we have, of those chassidim who are followers of a particular rebbe. So he says, I'm not telling you, he says, to leave the shtiblach. It would ruin the shtiblach. That's the first thing. Shul mivtza chassidus gam mivtza hatar b'dereinu. Rabbeis, and the second thing, Kadesh Lali Ibadah Vlashlisrahik Mishah Hasidim. I don't want you to be separated from the other Jews and from other Hasidim. I don't want you to give the impression that you're better than other people and that you can't be daven together and be part of a community. I don't want that. Ki Adrabah. He says just the opposite. Kichol Ashayalu Achaverim Avardis Kadsha. The greater you become, and the greater the aliyah you have in this Avodas HaKodesh, tzichem yoyitzel eskasha b'Yisrael, oivdei Hashem, b'chlal, b'chassidim b'frat. The greater your Avodah becomes as part of the Chavraya Kedisha, the more of a connection you should have to other chassidim, to other Jews. And the more of a eskasha you should feel to Yisrael, oivdei Hashem. Not like what often happens, that when there will be this club, you could see how then there would be a club that they would begin to see themselves as being above and different than all the others and going their own separate way and not wanting to daven or to be part of the community. The Rebbe is saying it should have the opposite effect. If the Chavraya is going to be truly successful, not only will it not pull you away from the shtiblach and from the community, it'll draw you closer to other Jews. And it will strengthen your ties with the community. The Rebbe says, I'm not talking about factionalizing and separating and breaking the community up and creating an elite core of Hasidim who don't want to have anything to do with the Hamayna Am, with the regular Jews. He says it's the opposite. The stronger the Chavraya Kedosha that you have, the more of an attachment and the more of a love there will be for the other Jews in the town and for the shtiblach and to maintain all the shuls and all the shtiblach. So he says, therefore, again, these are all practical suggestions of how to go about creating the chavraya. Lo yasu yoshev reish v'lo mazkir. That's right away. Right away, there are going to be a lot of people that are not going to want to be part of this. He says, there's no president or chairman of the board or anything like that. There's no Yoshev Reish Lomaskil, no secretary, no Yoshev Reish. You know, you have places that before there are three people that are diving in the place, they already have stationery. You know, stationery with the names, like on the side, of the board of directors and the president and the vice president and the treasurer and all the different things. And it could be a lot of those people not even alive, or even if they are alive, and the ones that are there, it's nothing like that. There's nothing, things happening that really merit such an extensive an accomplished group of people to be on the stationery. You know, these things have a lot to do with the inyana that are not really connected to the Davar Shekedusha. Same thing happened with yeshivas and with schools and people, you know, with all these things, and to have vying for positions and then the boards and doing what and saying and all those stuff. So the Rebbe says, Le'asa Yoshev Reish Le'maska. There's no Yoshev Reish. There's no chairman of the Chavraya. And there's no maska. There's no secretary. When we first started the shul, so it was like a very, very small little chavrin. There was somebody that, like, we had to have once more, like, these meetings to discuss things, like, you know. And there was one fellow that he wanted to always take down the minutes of the meetings. And I always felt like, and I felt funny. I mean, I didn't say not to do it, but he was like very official. He doesn't live here anymore. He was very, very official. So, like, you know, he was writing down things, the minutes of the meetings, and I know it's like the Eish Kodesh archives to be part of, to have it on record and all the different things. It got me nervous because anything like we were talking about, he was always like doing stuff and writing stuff. I got scared, what's going on over there, And like we're just talking about, like, whether or not we should have three plates of herring at Shul Shudas or two plates. He's writing it. Know what's going on over there. There's mamish, like stuff like that, like about, you know, schmaltz or pickled, and they next week we can try. Somebody was upset we didn't have any chrein, and These are the things like that were going on. We just had like 10 people, 15. All right. Because he was the secretary or something like that of the church. I don't remember what the position was. So he took it very seriously. It was cute, you know. He took it very seriously. But that which starts off as being cute can often end up in a big churban, you know, when it comes to politics and these things that people have positions. Obviously, when something is totally, completely l'shem shemayim, then you don't need stuff like that. But to get people involved, it's not 100% l'shem shemayim, so you get people involved. People want to be helpful, and they want to also have a little bit of a chiz, and a covet, and so on, and these are all things that the Rebbe wanted to avoid. He just wanted to be just simple, and he wanted to be a favaydus Hashem, and not to have a yeshiv reish v'leimaskir. But then he says, but practically, if you're me, yes, if I some, umi and higam, like who's going to get the guys together? And who's going to lead them? I mean, practically, how does it work? So he says, habet lemalo, take a look back in time. Umi osav vehinig esachsidim echavar kadoshim lefonim. Who was the recording secretary, the vice president by the Mizrach Magid? Of the Chavai by the Mizrach Magid by the Baal Shem Tov. Who was the chairman of the board by the Non Elimelech? You know, what do we have in any of the archives of Chassidus to indicate that these Chavais had any kind of positions or leaders and so on? He says, HaChassidus V'ruach HaKedusha Asher Behem Osaf Oysan Ben Higam. What led these Jews, what brought them together, and what kept them together, was Chassidus and Ruach HaKedusha. Chassidus and Ruach HaKedusha. Not to say that they didn't have, as the Rebbe says, of course there were certain charismatic people and great Talmid Chacham that the guys would rally around. That's for sure. The Rebbe, of course, knows that. But it wasn't an organization. It didn't descend into something institutional to become an institution. It was vibrant, it was alive, it was, you know, when you have, we have even the descriptions about how, when, you know, a lot of stories about how when Rav Leibel Eiger, when he came to Kutsk, and what it was like, it wasn't an organization. It was a family. And that's what the Rebbe is saying, is that there was something else that gathered those Jews together, and it wasn't organizational. The Chassidus and Ruach HaKedusha Shebehem Osaf Oysam and Higam. Chassidus and the Ruach HaKedusha was drawing them together and was leading them. And anybody who did not come on his own, or people who didn't really want to be part of it, because and you saw that, because they would come irregularly, or they would come late to these things, just to show that here I am, you know, I'm showing up. Even if we give this guy a title, he doesn't really want to be part of the Avaida. How do you know he wants to be part of it? He doesn't. He comes sometimes, he doesn't come, or he comes late and he leaves early and so on. So even if we give him a title, we call him the chairman, or we call him, you know, the president or whatever, a maski or the secretary, it's better that he not come. The truth is, it's better that he not come. Makakal hu aydis achavai. These half-hearted people that just want to have a position and want to have covered, or want to have some authority and some power or whatever. These are people, he says, that it's better that they shouldn't come. The makakal hu aydis achavai. These are the people that ruin the chavai. You see that a lot of times, even when it comes to different boards and yeshivas, or you have in shuls, there's some people that they don't have that they don't have really much to do with the davening or the learning. But when it comes to anything that has to do with politics or positioning and all of that stuff, they get very, very involved, and they don't really, you don't see them so much by a davening or by this or by that and by any other things. It's just when it comes to making a noise by a meeting to knock down somebody else's ideas and so. There are people that are like that. So then the Rebbe is saying it's better that they don't come. They don't air, they destroy the chavai. So we don't need such people. The ones that want to be davka, not that they're bad people, but the ones that want to come because they want to have a position or they want to be called by a certain title. He said we don't. It's better not to have them. It's makalkal the chavai. B'chuyiv kol echad la'ayros chavera. Of course, each member of the chavai has to be ma'ayr the other one, has to mechazik the other one, and to get, you know, that he should come, he should be part of it, to be ma'ayr one the other. But avaraki chaveim shavim, but only as equal chaveim. Like Yosef Reish, not because he's at the head of the committee of, you know, the membership committee, not because he's head of the membership committee, so he's got to, you know, make calls and go around and get people to come. No, the chaveim are ma'ir each other. But not ki yoshev reish, not that he's the head of some committee. Ein shum hismanus v'kibud b'chavraya. There are no positions and there are no kibudim in the chavraya. There are no positions and no kibudim. Rak salsla sarameka. What does that mean? Salsla sarameka means that you work on yourself, you become great, and your greatness will elevate you. Misha al yedei terosa v'avadosa b'emes yemiroimam. If the other chaverim begin to feel that this chaver amongst them is so great, and it's somebody they look up to, and somebody that can give them hadrocha in the chavraya, and that evolves naturally in such a way, not that there's an election, but rather it evolves into that, and it just sort of flows into that kind of covet and derech eretz that they have for this person because of his learning and his avoda. Obviously, he will be more respected than all the others. But he's not respected because all of a sudden he was nothing. He became elected to this position. So now that he's the vice president, or he's this or he's that. So now he's more mechubar. Yeah. The covet is just a chitzanistik covet. It was the covet that's given to somebody because of his title is just it's not real covet. It's just because of his title. And the Rebbe abhorred that. He was very much against that. And even though he understood that you can't have a community, a city, or a town without the goings-on of a kehillah, the Rebbe understood that. But as far as the chavai is concerned, he wanted to keep it completely, completely clean of all such things. So there are no elected officials. Anytime there's an elected official, it means covet. It means just covet. My daughter had to. One of my daughters, as part of her program that she's studying, and I don't know. I have no idea what this has to do with what she's studying, but I don't know. They went to Albany the other day to meet one of the fellows that represents this whole area. I don't know. I wouldn't say his name. Happened to be a Jewish guy. So they were supposed to go there to, like, represent all the students, but to represent the lobby for some additional help to get some additional funds for this kind of therapy, whatever it is. You know, these things go on all the time. So they schlepped all the way up to the school and made them do that. So they schlepped all the way up to Albany, and they come to this guy's office, and he's sitting there in sweatpants, whatever. And they came there like to talk to him about this Indian that's important for old people, to get a certain kind of help for old people. That's what it was about, to try to see if he could get help for old people. So he spent, like my daughter said, They couldn't say one word. All he did was he sat there for 45 minutes telling them about all of his accomplishments, which my daughter said none of them were like anything impressive. So he got like more chairs at the beach or something, and it was like stuff like I just like no, they weren't sure like what was the big thing, and all the things that he was saying. He was just like Magdil himself. The whole my daughter said it was like unbelievable. The gaiva, and it wasn't anything except about his position and about, you know, electing me again and talking to your parents about what I've done, and they just like this, like my daughter came like with ideas. She was like, you know, she was idealistic. She thought she's going to go to this choshev politician, you know, this person in Albany, and she's going to be able to talk to them. They'll talk about getting help for the old people and getting this new kind of treatment money for more. And he all he wanted to do was saying, he was just saying like about himself, like, you know, that he's done this and he's done that, and then that's it. He just said, thank you for coming. And they're like dazed. She said they just got up and they walked out, and he said, what was that? It had nothing to do with anything of Pnimius or anything in Avaida, you know what I'm saying? And I wonder if what was like what he's supposed to be like, what he's supposed to be talking about. And this was all arranged. They didn't like pop in on the guy. This was an appointment that they were coming for this group to talk about this thing. And he was sitting there, like, you know, leaning back in his chair, and he has 100 pictures of himself with the president, of himself with this, himself with that. It wasn't anything. There was no teichen to anything at all. There was no teichen to anything. It was just to be Magdil himself. It's very, very, very hard that when the person like this, when he gets probably has a lot of money and he has this connection and that connection, so it doesn't have to do with the title, it has to do with the title and stuff. I'm sure there are other people that are not like that so much, but this guy was very much like that. Well, somebody was saying, well, we were having this discussion that somebody that used to be in the government, and everybody said, yeah, we're going to, so now this guy's daughter or son is running for some office. Said, yeah, the father was very good, we're going to vote for you. Yeah, remember your father, now we're going to vote for you. It had nothing to do with any personal madrigas, any personal merits. It was all like, you know, your father or this or that. It's a very dangerous thing. It ruins the whole tachlis of everything that's going on. That's what the Rebbe continues on Kuf Mem Chetz. So the Rebbe was saying that of course there are people that are going to be leaders, but the leadership is not because of any title. That last week you were nobody, and now there was like an election, and now you're the president, and now the guy like it becomes the president. And so then now all of a sudden he became a Baal Seichel. Like I told my father used to say to me this story that. There's a big gevir, a very rich guy, and because of that, people wanted to have a shaykhus to minister. So people used to go ask him all different kinds of aitzes. They were always asking for advice. Oh, sir, about different things in life, about different things in life, and he was, and they made him into like he was a big chacham. You know, he was giving him. So this big gevir, then something happened in the market, whatever, and he lost all of his money, became penniless. So he said one day to his wife, he said, Melis, I understand that they don't come to me for money anymore because I don't have any money, but I'm still Baruch Hashem Chacham. How come they don't come to me anymore for my Chacham? I don't understand it. Money I don't have, but I'm still a Chashiva person. So it was the Chashivas, not Chashivas, Chashivas. What the Rebbe was talking about is that, yeah, there's a person in the Chavai that's going to stand out in the Chavai. But he's going to stand out in the chavai because of his chashivas, because of who he is, not because of his title and not because of how much money he has, but because of who he is. And that's why when Rav Leibel Eger came to Kutsk, that when Rav Leibel was the son of the great famous Rav Shlomo Eger, and Rav Shlomo Eger was the son of who? Rabbi Kiva Eger. See, here comes Rabbi Leibel Eger, and he came, describes how he came in the royal clothing of the Rabbanim in Poland, that he came there, and like the guys like wouldn't give him the time of day.
There's a lot of stories about what happened when he came there. The guys wouldn't. And even when Reb Shlomo Leger sent, Reb Shlomo was a big misnagid, and Reb Shlomo, when his father sent a shliach, a spy, to go see what's going on with Leibler, to go see what's happening with Reb Leger. I think I gave years ago shiur on Reb Leger on that history of what was going on. So he said the father sent a spy. So the guy comes in. He says, "Do you know like where Harav Leibler Leger is?" Like this. So the guy is like, the chassidim say, "Who? Harav Leibler?" So he says, "No, I don't know anybody like that. What are you talking about?" And that was like, "This is the superstar of all of Europe." You understand? I don't know what you're talking about. And he's going around. So then finally, some says, "Oh, you mean Leibler Akivas? That's what they call them, Leibler Akivas. You mean Leibler Akivas? Leibler Akiva." They skip talking about Bishlam, because Bishlam is a big misnagid. So they called him Leibler Akivas. Leibler Akivas? And he says, yes. They said, "Oh, no." So Chassim says, "Yeah, I think I saw him." They sent him where to go. And where was he? He was in the kitchen with an apron, dishing out stuff for a tikkun, like the schnapps and the fish. There was a tikkun or something going on. And he couldn't believe it that the grandson of Reb Akiva Eger, Bishlam Eger's, you know, he couldn't believe it. And there's a whole tumult over when he came back to his father, and because one of the chassidim said that the guy said to the chassid, "You know who I am? I'm so and so, the rav from so and so." So the chassid said, "So what?" And he said, and you know, "We mean so what?" And I was sent by Reb Shlomo Leger. So the chassid, "So what?" It was like a whole thing there. With cuts in cuts, they tore down all of these positions and things. The Kotzke hated all of these nyanim of covet, and by there was no at the tish, there was no order. Who sat where and covet, nothing. You had the biggest rabbanim. You have this still by gears like that. You have the biggest world famous rabbanim, and they're still pushing and shoving like any yeshiva bacher. Everybody's the same. There's nothing like this. No union of covet. No union. Of course, that could become. You have to be careful in that group. I mean, I'm not going into. Obviously, that could be a problem also in Hilchos Derech Eretz. But the whole union of having positions and so on. On page Kufman says, "Ad kamish etzara kol echad lehishtada." L'kayev kol nefesh mi'yisur l'tayr l'avayd l'chassidus b'itam alol. He says, even though the Rebbe says, even though it's true that in our times we have to do everything that we can to be makarv every Jew, to try to bring back Jews, to be makarv every Jew to Torah, to avayd l'chassidus. Mikomokom, he says, nevertheless, l'achnes l'chavaye l'yishtadlu es misha eneroi v'ak b'shvi l'harish yesh l'am chaveim ram. But the Rebbe says, but I'm warning you, even though we have to makarv everybody and get along with everybody, you are not to take into the chevayah stam anybody. You're not to try to take people into the chevayah that don't really belong in the chevayah. Just to show that you have like a big group, to show that you're a strong chevayah. Don't go looking for members that don't really belong there, not really on the same page, that not really people who are growing and want this. Because they want to find Jews, and you do everything to be makar them, but to be part of the chevraya, he said, people like this can ruin the whole chevraya. The chevraya miskal rak ben Torah im ma'at or harvei. In the chevraya, we only accept somebody that's a ben Torah im ma'at or harvei, a person that cares about Torah, that's learning Torah im ma'at. That's not to be. He's not saying he has to become a chacham. But someone that's a ben Torah, again, how do you define, what does that mean? Apparently, you know, the people who he was talking to understood what that meant. But you see this a lot of times in a shul or in a bais medrash, that there are three or four people who, depending on the size of that place, there are a few people who shouldn't be there. And when they leave, it's much better. When they leave, the people that... You have in every place that there are people like that, and they bring the place very, very much down. You have like there are places, you could have a shul of hundreds of people, and there's a lot of talking in this going on and stuff like that, and it boils down to just a small handful of people that are like that, and they don't respect the davening, they don't respect the rav, and they are mechutzafim and bulvanim, and they should be thrown out. They should be thrown out of the place. Make their own place or something like that, because those few are makakal and entire shul. You could have in every place. The vast majority of Jews in every shul want to daven and want to have a nice place and want to do things the right way. But there's a handful of loud people, of people who are coarse and loud, and they intimidate other people, and they make fun, and what's worse is if those happen to be, a lot of times it happens, why it is like this, we're not going to go into right now, but a lot of times it happens that those are the people with the most money. Lav davka, but very often those are the people with the most money. There's a reason why they were able to get a lot of money. And there's also, even if they weren't like that originally, there are certain people, when they get a lot of money, they start to act a certain way. It's very, very hard to stay simple and sweet. That's not a klal, God forbid. There are some amazing, amazing, wonderful people. But oftentimes the loud people who are intimidating other people are those with a lot of money, and they don't like to hear the word no, and they like to be in charge and control and to tell people what to do, and there are so many shuls and places in Bat Midrashim that are hurt and ruined by these people if you ask them to behave differently, then they start to try to get people to back them up. To back them up and be on their side against the other, or against the rover, against this, and this destroys places. It destroys places. You need to have what they have, lahavdil in nightclubs. You need to have bouncers, big guys that just take these guys by the collar and say you should be healthy and well. But like it says in Fiddler on the Roof, but far away from us. God should keep you far away from us. Everything should go well. You should have a brach and hatzlocha. Just stay away from here. Don't come here. And they start. Then of course, then they go and they say lashon hara. They scream about how I was thrown out of this. You know what Jews did to me. And it's okay. That quiets down after a little bit. But you have a nice shul. You don't have to deal with these people who are just destructive and disruptive and don't belong there. It's a problem. This is a problem that came out every shul in the world. I don't know, every place has to suffer from these individuals who would not be happy anywhere they are. They're not happy anywhere. They just go from place to place, ruining and causing problems and causing machlaikis. The people that have this kind of a sickness to make machlaikis and stuff. And they want to be heard. They very much want to be heard. Many times I remember years ago there was a meeting that we had. It was a time we were trying with the building. There was this guy that never came. He maybe came once a month on a Shabbos, and he hardly ever didn't come to shul. And there was a meeting. He gets up and he starts to. He came to the meeting. You know, whenever there was a meeting, he would come. And he gets up and he starts to say things, terrible things about this person, that, and what's going on in the shul. And I went to him afterwards and I said, maybe he shouldn't come. He said, Are you asking me to leave the shul? Are you asking me to leave? I said, yeah, I guess that's what I'm asking you to do. I'm not telling you to leave the shul because, it doesn't seem to me that you're happy because you're not really here to daven. You don't really see what's going on. And you just come to these meetings or you come once in a while just to criticize. And you know what? Criticism is okay. When it's coming from someone that's involved, and it's one of the chaverim, and you have ha'aris to make to come from the right place, but you're just coming to say bad things, and you're hurting people, and there's no tachlis. So of course not. Then he left, and he tried to talk people not to come, and he made a whole thing, and he sent a letter to some newspaper. It was a whole thing, but it was such a mechai that he left. It was such a mechai. It was so much better for everybody. Everybody felt so good. That he didn't continue coming. And nobody wishes that he God forbid bad for him. Everything should be good, but he doesn't. It spoils it. Spoils the entire chevaya. It spoils all chevas. They're every saying just have to be very, very careful with how these things happen, how that happens. Okay.